Am I living in sin or am I married? That's on this episode of Ask a Bible Teacher. Welcome back to Ask a Bible Teacher on Return to the Word. We believe the Word of God has the answers to your questions, and we want to help you find them. The question we're going to tackle in this episode is, am I living in sin or am I married? Here's the full question that came in. I'm living with a member of the opposite sex. We've been involved to some degree physically. Does this mean before God that we are married? The short answer is no, you're not married in the eyes of God. But this does not mean that your actions are honoring the Lord. To answer from the scriptures why living together or having involvement physically does not mean you're married before God, we need to look no further than the Gospel of John. When Jesus traveled through Samaria, he interacted with a woman at the well. He pointed her to eternal life in him. But then what he said next often goes unnoticed. Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here," John 4:16. Her response was that she had no husband. To this point, Jesus responded, "You have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." And those are verses 17 and 18 in John 4. The implication that is inherent in this teaching is that this woman was both living with a man and involved physically with him, yet the Lord Jesus did not consider them to be married. Your own question implies that your conscience is convicting you that your actions are not right before God. The Word of God is also clear on this issue. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Your actions would fit into the biblical concept of immorality. The union between a man and a woman in marriage, and physically, is intended for our benefit. Genesis 2:18. This is why Proverbs reminds us, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord." And that's Proverbs 18:22. Marriage is also intended to be a beautiful picture of the relationship between Jesus Christ and his church. Ephesians 5. Unfortunately, mankind has perverted what God has given us. This is why Hebrews warns, "Marriage is honorable among all and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge." Hebrews 13:4. There's two reasons, according to the Bible, why you'd want to live this way. First, only by trusting in Jesus as their Savior can a person begin to live a life that honors God. If you want to know more about eternal life, reach out to us at returntotheword.com. But remember, saving faith is the belief in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, who died and rose again to pay one's personal penalty for sin, and the one who gives eternal life to all who trust him and him alone for it. Now, the other reason you may be living this way is because as a believer in Christ, you are living out of fellowship with God. The Bible describes those that are united to Christ by faith, but who are not living as God intended, living willfully, if you will, according to the sin nature, as carnal. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 4. The path to victory and to honoring the Lord is to confess your sins before God. The Bible assures us if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Further, we can know with confidence that to walk in the Spirit means we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5. we must choose each day to live in fellowship with God and in harmony with His Word. Thankfully, God has equipped us to do just this. He strengthens His believers to walk with Him. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you have a Bible question we can help you answer, come visit us at returntotheword.com.